When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class. We are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own. To help us succeed in this endeavor, we need to define black nationalism in specific terms and with lucid images so that black nationalism cannot be confused with any other ideology or train of thought. In the preceding lesson, I stated that black people have to establish as a legal reality the difference between black people and white people in the United States. As a legal reality, we can enact binding laws that will be beneficial to black people. We can obtain recognition from and become members of international organizations like the United Nations and Organization of American States. We can make treaties and establish self-defense alliances with other countries, and we can raise an army or a militia to defend ourselves. As citizens of our own country, we can unequivocally act to correct wrongs that have been perpetrated against us without having to kowtow to racist laws and racist authorities. All people have the right to live in and seek a political, economic, social, and spiritual environment that is healthy and conducive to their well-being. So, it is natural for a distinct group of people to seek to govern themselves and create conditions that will benefit its own. Each group of people needs laws on the books that will be enforced justly. Each group of people must be able to create a climate that is favorable to their development and advancement. Criminal laws must be fair and equitable. Laws governing commerce and access to business resources must be fair and equitable. Laws governing personal freedoms must be fair and equitable, etc. No normal group of people would settle for less. The Jews felt that they could only secure themselves by establishing a Jewish nation, and they did so. The Palestinians are convinced that they can only secure themselves by re-establishing the Palestinian nation, and they are doing so. The French-speaking population of Canadians in Quebec feel the need to secure their heritage by establishing their own nation. Nationalist movements in the USSR were denied legitimacy by the Soviet leadership, but that didn't stop several of them from separating and governing themselves. The Irish Republican Army felt the need to be independent of Great Britain, and it didn't bother them that some people and governments were displeased by the idea. Nor were the Boers in South Africa concerned about what others thought about Boer plans to establish a white supremacist government on black people's land. And I will mention the American colonies. They separated from Great Britain and went to war to set up their own nation. Independence, self-government, a nation of our own, most people are willing to give up their lives and property for them. That is because they are necessary. They allow people to feel and express their power. They allow people to actually own what they possess. They allow people to leave a valuable legacy to their children and grandchildren. They allow people to stand up and be counted on their own terms. They allow people to define the terms and conditions under which their group would have to live. Why is it then that some black individuals are opposed to black nationalism? Ask them if they prefer to have an Escort or a Cadillac, and they choose the Cadillac. Ask them to choose between high-quality clothes and low-quality clothes, and they choose high-quality clothes. Ask them if they prefer to rent a house or own it, and they choose to own it. If they recognize the value of material qualities, why don't they recognize the value of fundamental political necessities? It is probably because they haven't been educated properly and are overwhelmed by what their eyes see. It is also probably because they fear for their personal well-being and fail to realize that political necessities can secure their personal well-being, but material possessions cannot. And it is probably because those who are supposed to be leading us are selling us out. We will discuss each in this course. Without doubt, we have to establish as a legal reality the distinction between white power priorities and black power priorities. We cannot fail to remember that we are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own.